You are with Phoenix 98 FM, and we are here at Latitude Festival, and I'm joined now by Radio 4's own Bob Flowerdew of Gardener's Question Time. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. I gather your mother's one of my fans.
She is. My mum Jean listens to Gardener's Question Time every Sunday religiously. So I think it might just make her year if you say hi to her before we do anything else.
Hi Jean, send us in a question, then we'll answer it for you.
Lovely, thank you very much. So is this Gardener's Question Time first time at Latitude?
Hey, it's our first time here, yes, but we go to all sorts of venues. You know, we've been everywhere, from prisons, underground stations, boats. You know, it's just that we like to find a different audience each time because we need different questions.
Indeed, good stuff. And you're doing the half-hour slots each, you and the other gardeners. And how are you finding the Latitude crowd? Are they a good green-fingered bunch?
Well, I don't know about the rest of them, but the ones that come to ask questions are, because they're the gardeners, and gardeners, they may be cantankerous, they may be miserable, but they're often nice.
Yes, indeed. I was thinking of a question that I could ask, but I couldn't think of one, apart from cats. My mum really hates cats in her garden. I don't know if you have any tips for keeping cats out of your garden.
Yes, get an even bigger one yourself. You know, go to the cat sanctuary, say you want a cat that'll live outside and keep all the other cats away, and they'll give you a great big moggy, and when you've got a cat in your garden, the others will stay out of it.
Right, Mum, you're gonna need to get a tiger.
Okay. Yeah, that would work really well.
Not sure what she'd make of that, but hey, that's the suggestion's out there. So, and how are you spending the rest of your day here at Latitude?
Well, I just like sitting around, listening to the music in the background, and looking at all the people. I'm a gardener. Most of the time, I don't see people. I'm just working with plants. It's a bit of culture shock coming to something like this.
Are you looking around thinking, oh my goodness, look at this grass, look at the state of these trees?
Yes, they need a prune, and the grass needs cutting. Well, it doesn't need cutting because it's so dry, but one of the things with the gardener, you're always seeing things. And I noticed there's some very interesting thistles in one of the wild patches. They have more spines on them than the usual ones. And I thought, oh yes, I managed to take some seed from that. Yeah, that's what gardeners do.
Brilliant. Well, as a man of your stature who's been doing gardening for, well, decades now.
Yes, it is. Yeah, 25 years on Gardener's Question Time now. And it's amazing there are still new questions come up. You know, there's a lot of old ones, of course, and people always need, and there are new answers to old questions. But it's always those new ones nobody's ever asked before. That I find fascinating.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, Bob. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you get some more good questions on Gardener's Question Time. And yes, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Pleasure. Happy gardening, everyone.